Now it's time for our Horton Locker Room chat here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM as we start here with the girls basketball team and joined now by the head coach, that is Zach Nelson, presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feed. Coach, I know leading up to the midseason tournament, it had been kind of a tough stretch, playing some really good teams, just not really finding that rhythm, but you know, you go into the midseason tournament at McLeod last week, you lose the opening round game to Bishop Ward, but you bounce back with a couple of wins to claim fifth place. You beat Maranatha Christian Academy and then McLeod in that final game for that fifth place finish. You know, just kind of settling in, looking back on it a little bit, just a few key takeaways from last week.
I thought our girls did a pretty good job of, you know, refocusing after a couple practices in between. You know, when we go from game on Friday to game on a Monday when we don't really have time to, you know, prep for that, our girls don't seem as focused. But when we get those couple days of practice in, we were able to get really good focus on the on our games. We didn't start as strong as we would like to in both of those games, but we did a really good job putting two fourth quarters together pretty well. Against Maranatha, we put 17 together. And then against the Clouds, we finished with 20 in the fourth quarter. So, you know, if we can start that way, you know, make things a little bit easier on ourselves as far as, you know, seeing the ball go through the hoop and playing four quarters.
Now you try to keep that momentum rolling. This is really what most coaches would say is probably kind of the home stretch. You get past the midseason tournaments, and then you get to a few weeks left before we're talking about sub-state tournaments. And you know, you get a little bit extra time off here. You're back to it next week, and you're going to see McLeod again, which will be a third time here this year. You played them in the season opener back on December 2nd. You won that game by 4. And then, of course, this past weekend, claiming fifth place at that McLeod tournament, winning that one by 7. Are you a believer that it's hard to beat a team three times in one year?
Oh, yeah, very much so. It's very difficult to do that. I mean, they know our tendencies, especially with playing them so close together. They know what we want to do, and it is difficult because they're going to adjust to it. I'm just hoping our girls can make the adjustments that we need to be successful. But all we can do is go out there, you know, do our best, and hopefully the ball goes in the hole this week.
Yeah, and you're back to it again next week and getting McLeod for a third time. Just real quickly before we let you go, and you know, back-to-back wins, and now you kind of sit on it for a minute, but McLeod next week, and then you push here the last couple of weeks before sub-state. Just what one thing you're really kind of harping on, what do you need to do to kind of keep the momentum rolling and have some positives moving towards the sub-state tournaments?
I think the biggest thing right now that we need to do is just, we're obviously taking a game at a time. I actually had to look up who we actually had to play after this week, because we were really focused on just trying to get better this week. Luckily for us, we were able to get a lot of practice time in and, you know, getting our girls healthy as well. That has been kind of, we've had girls kind of sick here and there, but I would say just kind of just finishing, you know, each game stronger, maybe starting a little stronger each game, but, you know, just playing the way we know how to play and playing relaxed and calm. When we get sped up, that's kind of when we are, you know, our youth kind of shows through a little bit. We kind of panic a little bit, throw the ball away, when realistically we know how to, we're capable. I mean, the girls are very capable of taking care of the ball and stuff. So just taking care of the ball and doing things that we know how to do right.
Horton girls basketball coach Zach Nelson joining us after a good showing to close out the McLeod Invitational last week. Back-to-back wins to get fifth place. They get a little bit of time off. They're back to it Tuesday on the road at McLeod. Third matchup between those two, and then really the home stretch, a couple of weeks. And then we're really diving into those sub-state tournaments. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Enjoy the rest of the time off. We'll get back to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you, and have a good week.